This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women. We're your co-hosts, Sue and Kendra, and today is pretty special. We have the amazing pleasure of talking with Golden Globe winner, best-selling author, and TV star Valerie Bertinelli. Of course, she is known for starring in the 70s sitcom One Day at a Time. She now hosts the Emmy Award-winning Food Network show Valerie's Home Cooking, as well as Kids Baking Championship. She also had the extraordinary experience of working with the iconic Betty White on their TV show Hot in Cleveland. And now she just released her newest book, Enough Already. It's a heartfelt look at turning 60 and learning to love herself the way she is today. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so excited to talk with you about, well, everything. of course, your book, but we want to start with the passing of your friend and co-star Betty White. I just saw an episode of Valerie's Home Cooking with some of your Hot in Cleveland co-stars that you were cooking for. What can you tell us? Because we are big Betty White fans. What can you tell us about what she's like? What was she like?
Well, speaking about exceptional women, I mean, she was the most exceptional woman. She was just so kind and so sweet and so full of gratitude. I learned a lot just being around her, just learning a lot about being a human being, let alone, you know, watching her just her performance and how good she was and how impeccable her timing was. But she was just such a good soul.
Yeah.
And I will miss her for a long time.
Was she as funny in real life as she was on the air?
Oh, for sure. She was, I mean, you have to do is go and search out some of the bloopers. I've posted some of them on my socials because she was hysterical. She was so quick-witted because she was so smart. And it would just come out of nowhere, and we would all be like, oh, my God, Betty. It was a joy to go to work every day.
I did see those bloopers, and those were a riot. I actually had tears in my eyes. I was laughing so hard. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
I actually read that you celebrated her, you know, would have been 100th birthday with a vodka on the rocks, a twist of lemon, and a hot dog. And we all know she loved hot dogs. And a donation to the Rock and Roll Rescue. What was the best piece of advice that she gave to you?
To be grateful. To be grateful for everything that happens, the good, bad, and the ugly, because there's through it all, we're just left with gratitude that we were able to experience whatever we experienced. And she lived that fully. And I'm so grateful that I was able to learn that, because I think I write in the book that gratitude is the stairway to joy, because that's what fills your heart, being grateful for everything that you have. And it doesn't mean just because things are going well. It means being grateful for the lesson that whatever that may be that you're going through is teaching you.
Yeah, I love that. Well, let's get into your book. So your latest book, it's called Enough Already, Learning to Love the Way I Am Today. You are very brave in this book. You really open up about your personal losses, about self-confidence issues, body image struggles. Why was this book so important for you to write, and why now?
We were all going through so much as a country, as a world, with COVID. And I had sold this book. I right before COVID hit and before Ed died. And I found that just through writing it and also journaling and putting my thoughts and my feelings down, it was very cathartic. Now, once I was done, I was like, ooh, do I really want people to read this? This is really personal and very vulnerable. And I think I needed to release it, to just let it out in the world, to see if anybody else could identify with it and relate to it. I say early on in the book, I want, you know, there may be a lot of I's and me's in this, but I really want you to replace them with yourself. And sure, the people may be different, but the experiences, the emotions, they're all the same. We go through stuff, and how do we get through it, and how can we help each other?
Yeah, we also wanted to ask you about that, about the passing of your ex-husband and another icon, you know, gone way too soon, Eddie Van Halen. I know for us here at the radio station, we felt his loss tremendously, and we're just the fans. What can you share with us about the special bond that you guys shared and how he had shaped who you are today?
Well, he was definitely my first love. I met him when I was just barely 20, and we had gone through a lot of life together. Mainly, we were good for each other, but there was a lot of, we also did a lot of terrible things that we never should have done to another human being, let alone somebody that we love so deeply. So a lot of lessons in that and how you grow and mature and how differently we treated our relationship near the end than we did in the beginning. And it would have been nice to learn those lessons without hurting each other, so I have regrets about that. But I was so happy that we ended up in such a good place. I just wish we had had more time.
When you started your career, Valerie, of course, it was a very different time, especially for women in the entertainment world. But when you look back, or when I look today at things like social media, the same pressures exist, but maybe in different form. You know, there's still body shaming. There's and in fact, sometimes people can do it anonymously. And so maybe it's even more prevalent. So I'm wondering, have things changed, especially in the industry for women?
I think they've magnified them a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But I think the problem all starts with ourselves. I think my problem is that I body shamed myself. And so, of course, when other people would body shame me, it just sounded like, oh, of course, well, that's true. But it's not true. I learned at a very young age that gaining weight makes you unlovable. I would see the way my father would treat my mom, and it wasn't good. And I had an elementary school teacher poke at my belly and say, you're going to want to keep an eye on that. And before that, I hadn't even been aware of my body. Wow. It just got me from one place to the other. And that makes me angry now that I was taught such a stupid lie at such a young age. And I think I'm not the only one that was taught that lie. Mm-hmm. And to perpetuate it and to fulfill it myself is wrong. So now I'm trying to dig that out so that I don't believe that lie any longer, that I am not only lovable because of the way I look. I'm lovable by the way I treat people. Do I treat people the way I want to be treated? Do I respect them? Am I kind to them? Am I grateful for the relationship that I have with them? I need to focus that inward as well and be kind to myself. We all need to do that.
Mm-hmm. We both follow you on Instagram, and your videos that you post, I mean, that's brave, and it takes a lot of guts to share and be as open as you have been about all of these topics, because we need to do it for ourselves as well. We need to follow our own advice and listen to that and not be so hard on ourselves. And I commend you so much for being able to do that on such a large scale, because you have such a big audience, and it's gutsy, especially in the entertainment world. I can't even imagine facing that pressure. So,
But people like you, Valerie, are opening the doors for, I don't want to say the regular folks, but folks that aren't in the public eye like you, to talk about the cracks in their armor, to talk about the humanness that we, like, I do a podcast, and we talk about this on the podcast, that as women, a lot of times we're trying to play perfect. But the minute one of your friends says, well, you know what, I'm kind of a mess, I don't have it all together. And then the other person says, yeah, me too. And you start to share and laugh about, you know, the humanness of life, and that sometimes it's messy.
Yeah. And I love that you said laugh, because it can be like, oh, my God, you too?
Yes.
I feel that way too. And it makes us not feel so alone, and then we're not trudging through this alone, and then we can change it and reshape it and be more self-loving as opposed to self-loathing.
If you're just waking up and tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. We've been talking with Golden Globe winner, best-selling author, and Emmy-winning TV star Valerie Bertinelli about her incredible career that has spanned five decades.
Yeah, she just released her newest book, Enough Already, which focuses on her ability to love herself the way she is today and tips for a healthier outlook on life. Let's get back to our conversation. Are you seeing more women in the industry supporting each other? Are you seeing women supporting other women for the most part, whether it comes to job opportunities or just in general being happy with their own self?
I am seeing more of that, and I'm also seeing it happen at a younger age, and I'm so grateful for the people coming up that they don't have to, because I'm 61 and I'm still dealing with this stuff. I see people that are much younger than me, could be my children, and they're getting through it a lot faster, and the light bulb is turning on for them a lot earlier. And I'm so happy for them that they don't have to spend the next, 40 years doing horrible things to themselves because they don't think they're worthy of the good.
Mm-hmm. I think, too, I love your show, Valerie's Home Cooking, and you recently won two Daytime Emmy Awards on Food Network. Did you always love cooking? I feel like maybe you didn't.
Yes. No, I loved cooking from a very, very young age. I've been cooking longer than I've been acting. I would watch my noni make gnocchi and cappellini and brodo, and I love it. I would be the first one to try it. And my mom, that was her office, the kitchen. But then I did spend quite a few decades, making food the enemy, because I had to look a certain way, and I couldn't eat that, and I couldn't eat this because it was bad for me. There's no such thing as bad food anymore. I just think that when people use food like I did, and sometimes still do, to not feel a feeling, that's when it's being misused. It's not the actual food. I mean, and granted, yes, I mean, there are better foods for us. I mean, I'm going to try and eat more fruits and vegetables, less alcohol, less sugar. Those are things we all know. But you can still enjoy yourself, and you don't have to be on a restrictive diet. I can tell you that. I'm never going to be on a restrictive diet ever again in my life.
I love hearing that. What in your book would people be surprised to read?
I don't know. I would love to find out. I would love to find out what did surprise people. That's a great question.
I know, right. Well, I'm sure there are some things that you wrote down that you were like, do I really want to share this? And then you're going ahead and doing it.
Yes.
And I think people like that about you. It's what makes you so relatable and relevant to people, is that you are very much like us. You know, you own everything you do, the good, the bad, and it's just a journey. And that's what life's about. And I think that's why people love you so much.
Thank you so much. I think we're all so much more alike than we are different. You know, some of the situations, the areas may change, but the feelings are all there, just like anybody else.
Valerie, I read somewhere that you're possibly heading to Italy to film a show for the Discovery Food Network. Is this true? And if so, can you tell us anything about it?
We're just going to travel, starting at the top where my great-grandmother sold gelato in Lanzo Torinese. Going to start up there and work our way down Italy and film about, I think, three or four shows. And it'll air on Discovery. I'm so excited to get started on that.
Oh, I could watch that all day.
I have an Italian mother, so I can't tell you how much I love this concept. That's very, very cool. What are you thinking about in terms of, like, you've done cooking and you've done acting and you are an author, best-selling author. What's still on the bucket list for Valerie Bertinelli?
I just want to like myself now more consistently. I just want to be at peace with who I am, and am I comes back to, am I treating people the way I want to be treated? Am I living the golden rule? That's all I want.
How is
and
your...
I want to see my son be uber successful. I want to see him have a wonderful, beautiful life. That's
I was just going to ask you about your son, Wolfie, right?
Yes.
How's he doing? What's
He's
he up to?
He's nominated for a Grammy, and I'm super duper excited about that. I cannot get over how everyone is accepting his music. I've loved it for when I first started listening to it. But I'm his mother, so what do I know, right? But I'm just over the moon that people are loving his music as much as I am.
That's so amazing. Good for him. Oh, my gosh. I love that you're mom bragging just like we do.
I know. it's nice to know. Yeah.
I mom brag all the time. I'm like, my
that's
kids
all right.
Are great.
We're allowed to.
But in this instance, Grammy.
We're all allowed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, with a Grammy, I'd be totally like shouting it from the rooftops. Yeah.
Valerie, you know, we've been talking about this throughout the whole interview about, you know, women, and we've got to take it easy on ourselves. What advice would you have for all of our women listeners that tune in every week to hear this show? What advice would you have to them on how we can sort of break that way of thinking about ourselves and being hard on ourselves? What advice would you have for them?
I think it all comes back down to intention. And even through the deepest, darkest parts of our life, looking for that light, looking for the what we can be grateful for, or how we can switch our brain away from being negative to how we switch it back to being positive again. But not negating the negativity, because that's also helpful. Sometimes you just need to hear that voice to go, okay, I see what you're trying to do. I see you're trying to help me. But right now, that's not helpful. Let me go and look over here and see what can be helpful. And finding things to be grateful for, even the littlest things, will help pull us out of hopefully any negative self-talk.
Yeah. And I'm sure you must feel a responsibility to your fans as a public figure, as somebody that's a lot of people look up to, a role model. You know, it feels like you've been in our lives for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure with that comes the responsibility of trying to influence women to, as you have, to sort of let go of that, you know, unrealistic standard of perfection and to say, mm-hmm. you know, I'm okay. I'm enough the mm-hmm. way I am right now.
We are enough already. That's mm-hmm. another way to take my book, as opposed to just enough already, I don't want to do this anymore. But you are enough. We are all enough already. Without anything else, we are already enough.
That's such a good message. Well, thank you, Valerie, for being the role model that so many of us need right now, especially in these difficult times. I'll tell you, you are a light mm-hmm. in an otherwise sort of complicated world.
Thank you.
And your
Thank
book.
You so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. We're so excited about your book, Enough Already, by Valerie Bertinelli. Thank you for being our guest today. We wish you continued success and good health.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you to Valerie Bertinelli for being in the spotlight today on Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. We talk with celebrities and CEOs, but we are always interested in talking with your neighbors, coworkers, friends who are quietly making an impact out in their communities.
Yeah, go to magic1067.com and email us if you know someone that you'd like to recommend to be featured on our show. And you can follow us on Instagram at sue.tab and at Kendra the Entertainer. We love hearing from you, and be sure to join us every Sunday morning for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.